Hey friend, let's chat about five things I stopped doing to be more patient and present with my family. If you ever feel like you are an angry mom, like you're in a bad mood, you yell at your kids and you're just ready to be happy, you're ready to enjoy motherhood, I want to start by saying you're not an angry mom. You're probably just overwhelmed because you have a lot on your plate, but there are ways that we can make things easier so that you can be more calm and more patient. So if you are ready to stop putting yourself in this box of, I'm a bad mom, I'm an angry mom, I'm an overwhelmed mom, I'm a hot mess mom, like if you're ready to stop putting all of these labels on yourself so that you can just be happy and actually enjoy your kids, that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to be sharing with you the five things that I stopped doing that has made me a way happier mom. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness. First had my daughter, I was completely overwhelmed by the volume of tasks and responsibilities that I had to manage every single day, from cleaning, you know, which all that entails, like deep cleaning and just regular cleaning. And then there was cooking, and that's, you know, grocery shopping, figure out what the heck we're going to eat for the week or even the day, trying to make sure we have all of the groceries, everything we need for that, keeping things stocked, snacks, all of that, and then keeping up with laundry, washing, folding, putting things away, trying to keep things organized so we can actually find the laundry once I put it away so I could remember where the freak I put it. So there's just so many responsibilities that we have to deal with, and it can be completely overwhelming, especially when your brain is just going a mile a minute. Like there's so many things to remember, appointments and, you know, cleaning, cooking, all of that. Like there's so many things that we have to remember. So it's not that you're an angry mom. There's no wonder you're completely overwhelmed. And especially as a new mom, I had this incredible feeling of guilt because I wanted to do everything perfectly and it was just not happening. I was already dealing with the postpartum depression. I had the anxiety. It was really hard for me to rest at night, not only because I had a newborn that woke up like every hour and a half. Like, I don't know where they got the every 2 hours from. Like, my daughter woke up like every 45 minutes to an hour and a half. So I would literally cry in the evening because I knew I was so exhausted and I wasn't going to get any sleep. Like that was such a terrible feeling, knowing that you're completely exhausted. It's nighttime. You think the rest of the world is sleeping and you know that you're going to be awake. And I've had my husband here. He helped with changing diapers and all of that, but it was just still incredibly stressful knowing that I was going to be awake every 45 minutes to an hour and a half with this baby, and I would have no idea why she was awake. Like, I don't know why she's not sleeping. So that was very stressful. There was a lot of guilt that I must be doing something wrong. Like, how is everyone else able to handle all of this stuff and I'm not? So I really felt like a lot of guilt that I was doing something wrong. And of course, with that came the feelings of inadequacy. Like, I wasn't enough. I was never doing enough. Like, I wasn't measuring up to the other moms that I saw on like YouTube or Instagram. So I was always trying to do more. Like, okay, I need to clean more. I need to make more meals at home. We don't need to be eating out as much. I need to be meal planning and be very organized and have labeled spice jars. Like, I really thought that I needed to be doing all of these things. And I was putting a lot of pressure on myself, which was making me very irritable. Like, I would just snap at people for the most insignificant thing. But that's because I was just incredibly overwhelmed and I was putting all of this unnecessary pressure on myself. And that's one of the reasons I created the Productive Moms Toolkit, was to help you simplify these tasks and to realize that you don't have to do all of these things. Doing all of the cooking and all of the cleaning and trying to do all of these things by yourself and do them perfectly all the time is not possible, and it puts a lot of pressure on you that you don't have to put on yourself. And so that's one thing I really focus on inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit, is really just helping you simplify these tasks so that you can get them done. You can create a simple system to stay consistent with these tasks, and then they free up so much mental space because you know that things are handled and you're able to focus on other things. So let's hop into the five things that I stopped doing so that I could be more patient and present with my kids. Now I have two little girls. I have a 5-year-old and a soon-to-be 2-year-old. She'll be 2 years old in March. So here are things that I am no longer doing. I'm not putting this unnecessary pressure on myself. I am finding ways to be happy. So the first thing that I have stopped doing to be more patient and present with my kids is I stopped sleeping in. And I know this sounds very counterproductive because people are always like, you know, you need to get all of this sleep, at least 8 hours of sleep and blah, blah, blah. But I have realized that the more I sleep, the more tired and run down I feel. So I wake up around 5 a.m., 6 a.m. every single morning, weekends, everything. Like I just wake up early. Whenever my body wakes up, I get up. Now that sometimes my body wakes up at like 2 a.m. and I think it's time to start the day. So I do not get out of bed that early. I will try to force myself back to sleep when I wake up at 2 a.m. But if I wake up and it's after 5 a.m., I'm just going to go ahead and get up and start the day, because I've realized that if I try to lay back down and go back to sleep and just lay there and rest, that it makes me even more tired. So I prefer to just go ahead, get up and do things for myself, like whether that's, you know, writing emails. I email my list almost every day. I love staying in contact with them, and the people love hearing from me on my email list because I have about a 50% open rate. So that means about 50% of the people I send my emails to actually open them. I love sending emails to my email list. I love creating products that I put in the shop, like the cleaning bundle, decluttering bundle, all of those things. So I just find things in the morning that I can do for myself to make myself happy, mentally prepare for the day before everyone else wakes up and they're asking me questions, they need snacks, you know how that goes. So I prefer to just wake up early in the morning before everyone else so I can mentally prepare myself for the day and I can have some time to myself so that I don't have to stay up after everyone else goes to sleep when I'm exhausted, but I stay up anyways just to have some time to myself. So whenever everyone goes to sleep at night, I go to sleep too. Whenever the kids go to sleep, I go to sleep, but I wake up about 2 hours before they get up. So they usually get up around like 7:30-ish. So I usually wake up around 2 or so hours before them. And that's just naturally. I don't force myself to wake up. I just let my body naturally wake up. The second thing I stopped doing so that I could be more patient and present with my kids is I stopped telling myself I don't have time. And what I realized was happening was that I was incredibly overwhelmed because I always felt like I never had enough time to get anything done. And I was just in this reactive state of mode, I was in a reactive state where I was just constantly just going, just doing things that needed to be done. And then I was completely overwhelmed and I went to bed feeling like I didn't get anything important done. So I stopped telling myself I don't have time and I started telling myself this is not a priority. So that way I get to decide what I want to focus on instead of feeling like the time is controlling me. Whenever I say this is not a priority, I am in control of my time. So that small shift helped me feel like I was more in control of what was going on throughout the day because I was choosing what to focus on. So the clock, I wasn't constantly looking at the clock and being like, oh my gosh, I need to get this done, but I don't have time to do this. Like, you know, like a victim state. I was putting myself in the driver's seat where it was like, okay, it's 3 o'clock. Do you want to do X or do you want to do Y? And I got to choose which one to focus on. I got to decide what was the priority. So I quit telling myself I don't have time and I intentionally decide what do I want to focus on right now. And this has also been really helpful for those times when I'm completely exhausted and I really don't feel like doing anything, because it helps me decide if I want to keep pushing myself to get things done or if I want to intentionally make the decision to rest so that whenever I do get those things done, I'm more efficient. Like I can actually focus on the task and the result ends up being better because I wasn't trying to force myself to get it done. So going from I don't have time to this is not a priority has definitely helped me be more patient because I feel like I'm more in control of what is going on throughout the day and I'm not just a victim of the clock. The third thing that I stopped doing to be more patient and present with my kids is I stopped saying yes when I really want to say no. And actually, this just happened yesterday. An example of this. So the ice cream truck came by. My daughter watches cartoons where they have the ice cream truck and the kids all stop and get their ice cream. So she was like really excited to stop and get ice cream because they rarely come through our neighborhood. There's not a lot of kids over here. So they came by. She was really excited to go to the ice cream truck, get some ice cream. Now, mind you, my daughter does not like ice cream. She... which I know is odd. She's 5 years old. She does not like sweets at all. So she's a big fruit eater. Like she loves watermelon, apples, oranges. Like she loves fruits. She does not like sweet things. Like she does not eat candy. And it's not because we like forbid her to eat it or we don't give it to her. Like if she goes to the dentist, they'll give her a sucker, which seems kind of odd since they just fixed her teeth or whatever. But they'll give her a sucker when we leave the dentist and she'll eat some of it. She'll lick it a couple of times and then she'll tell me that I can take it because she doesn't want it anymore. So she just does not like sweets. So I knew that she was not going to eat the ice cream, but we were going to get her some anyways just so she could have the experience of going to the ice cream truck and getting something. But by the time we were like down the street, by the time we got there, it was already leaving. And our neighbor had actually ended up getting a lot of ice cream. I don't know what for, but they had a lot of ice cream and they brought some over to us. And he was like, oh, they gave me this big box. I don't know why the ice cream person gave them this big box of ice cream and it was all free. And they were like, here, you guys want to take some for the kids? And I was like, oh, well, we'll just take these two right here. So we just have the two girls. So I was like, we'll just take these two right here. And he was like, oh, man, can you take some more? We're not going to eat all of this. And there's no kids over here or anything like that. So it's all just going to go to waste. And I was like, oh, no, my kids don't even really eat ice cream anyways. But we'll just take this and see if they want it. And like me and the neighbor are like going back and forth. He's like, oh, no, just take some more. And I'm like, no, we don't want it. And so that's what I mean. So I was actually, in that example, I was saying no when back in the day, I would have just said yes and just took the ice cream and then figured out like what to do with it. So instead of saying yes and just taking it, I stood by my boundary. I stood by what I was saying and I was like, no, we don't want it. Thank you for offering. Have a blessed day. So yeah. Instead of saying yes when you really want to say no, just stand your ground and be adamant that your answer is no, no matter how hard they try to force you to say yes. So that is an example of me actually standing my ground and saying no when usually I would have just said yes so he would go away. So that is something that I've stopped doing is saying yes. I've stopped saying yes when I really want to say no. And again, that has put me in control of the things that I want to happen. It's helping me be more intentional about my decisions. And it makes you not as overwhelmed because I would have taken the box of ice cream just so he would leave me alone. I would have said yes, taken the box of ice cream, and then I would have been stressed about what the heck to do with it. So that's why it's important to just say no if you want to say no, because it's just going to end up adding extra stress into your life that could have been avoided if you would have just said no like you wanted to in the first place. Okay, so let's move on to the fourth thing I stopped doing to be more patient and present with my kids, and that is I stopped doing everything by myself. And I realized shortly after I had my daughter, when she was maybe a few months old, I had a complete meltdown. like I said in the beginning of this episode, I was really trying to be like this perfect mom, like I saw on YouTube and Instagram with these beautiful homes. Like they were spotless, even though they had kids. Like I was trying to be that mom, quote unquote, that mom. And it was incredibly detrimental to my mental health. So I decided, like, I can't keep up with all of this. Like, taking care of the baby, and I was breastfeeding at the time, so I was doing all of that, taking care of her, changing diapers, cooking, cleaning, everything. So I was taking care of the entire home by myself, and my husband was here too. He worked from home, and I also had my business at that time too, so I was working from home, but my responsibilities were way more than his responsibilities. And I was like, okay, this is just not working. Like, you're just over here relaxing all day. And I'm like stressing, trying to figure out when I have time to work on my business. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to eat, when I'm going to go to the grocery store, when I'm going to have time to clean. I have to do the dishes before we go to bed. Like, I had so many things on my plate, and his plate just like had work. So it was completely unequal, and I was like, this needs to be fixed. I'm losing my mind. I have no idea what's going on. And at that time, my daughter, I pretty much knew she had autism from an early age, like months when she was turning like maybe 9 months or so. Like, she wasn't really she wasn't pointing at things, she wasn't really talking. Like, I was always suspicious about it. And so she did have like sensory things too, so it was a lot going on. I would definitely say out of my two children, it was definitely really hard for me to manage taking care of her compared to my second born. My second born feels like quote unquote the easy baby, because, you know, she just eats and plays. Like, she's just so chill. And my first daughter, she cried a lot and had her sensory thing. So it was definitely more difficult, especially for me being a first time mom, to figure out what I was doing with her. But we figured it out. We're good now. And so it was definitely hard in the beginning, though. And then just the shock of being a first time mom in general is hard. So it was just a lot to deal with. So anywho, I have no idea what I was talking about. Okay, so let's get back focused. So yeah, I was doing everything by myself. I decided that just was not going to work. So yeah, my husband, he started cleaning more. So I told him, how did that happen? Okay, so I told my husband, I had like a major meltdown one day. And I was like, look, I'm either going to hire a cleaner to come in like once a week, once a month, something, anything will help at this point, or you can start helping out more around the house. And he decided that instead of spending money on a cleaner, that he would help out more around the house. So that's how he started doing like the dishes. Like, he washes the dishes every night and cleans the kitchen every night before we go to bed. So that's how that came along, because I was like, I am not going to be able to do all this by myself. So what do you want to do? And then I would give him options too. I would be like, do you want to clean the kitchen or do you want to clean the bathroom? Because I'm not cleaning both of those. So which one do you want to do? We can divide and conquer. So I stopped doing everything myself. My daughter, when she started walking, she started cleaning up after herself. I made it easy for her to put her toys away. We got like bins and containers and stuff that she could easily just throw her toys in there when she was done with them. I made it super easy for her to clean up after herself. With our laundry system, we use bins for our laundry. I don't fold anything. We just throw our clothes into the bins. So she's been able to put away her laundry from a pretty early age, because she's just throwing the clothes in the bins, which at first I would tell her, you know, like, your shirts go over here, okay, put your socks over here. And then after a while, she just memorized where the things went and she was able to do it by herself. So I just made things super simple for my one at the time, she was one, so I made it super simple for her to start cleaning up after herself. And so she, at now at 5 years old, I mean, she puts away her laundry, she hangs up her jackets and everything. So it makes it so much easier whenever you just start with them young to do those things, and then later on they can just do it by themselves without your assistance. And that is going to make you more patient, because you don't have that extra stress of, okay, I have to put everyone's laundry away. Okay, now I have to clean the kitchen all by myself, and I have to clean the living room all by myself, and the bathroom all by myself. So now it's all split up, and we all have a part to in running our home and keeping it clean. It doesn't all just fall on me. So that has been incredibly helpful. And I do cover that extensively in the Productive Moms Toolkit about getting your family on board with cleaning and communication, like communicating with them what to clean and doing all of that, kid-friendly cleaning hacks. So all of that is in the Productive Moms Toolkit, where I walk you through how I was able to get my family more on board with cleaning so it didn't all fall on me. Now let's go into the fifth thing I stopped doing to be more patient and present. And the fifth thing I stopped doing was mindlessly scrolling on social media, where it was just literally taking up my life. Like scrolling on social media, you know, I would literally just get on my phone, and I didn't even get on my phone to get on social media, mind you. I would get on my phone to like check an email or something, and then 45 minutes later, I'm on TikTok. Like I've been on TikTok for 45 minutes and all I was getting on my phone to do was check an email. So I was like, this is not okay. When I was seeing my screen time, and there was like 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. And I was like, this is insane. Like, no wonder I'm struggling to get anything done. I'm working 12-hour shifts on TikTok. So I was like, this is not okay. I need to get off of social media. So I started setting my app limit 1 hour per day. So I went from 12 hours all the way down to 1 hour per day. And that's all the social media combined. The point of that is it makes you very intentional about when you are going to log on to your social media and how long you can actually stay on there. Because if you know you only have 1 hour for all the social media apps on your phone per day, you're like, okay, I can only spend a few minutes on Instagram. I can only spend a few minutes on Facebook. I can only spend a few minutes on TikTok. And you're very aware of how long you are spending on each app. And then you're like, okay, I need to go ahead and get off because I want to look again before I go to bed. And I can't just sit here and waste my whole hour in the morning because then I won't be able to check it for the rest of the day. So it just makes you very intentional setting that app limit. It makes you very intentional about when you get on the apps and how long you spend on the apps. And so that's why I love setting the app limit. So you just start with whatever works for you, however long works for you to, you know, set your app limit. Like I knew that I was so over it and it wasn't good for my mental health. And it just, whenever I got off of those apps, like I felt like I wasted my time. So I knew that I didn't want to spend much time on them, but since I do have an online business, I couldn't eliminate them completely. And so I've noticed that 1 hour, which I don't really use social media anyways for my business. So 1 hour is more than enough for me. And that's for business and for just regular personal use too. It's just 1 hour on social media per day. And inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit, I have a video showing you how I set these app limits, along with other things that I do to spend less time on my phone so that I can be more present in my day-to-day life with my kids, with my family. We're able to go out and do things and just spend more quality time together. And that whenever I'm having my personal time in the morning, I'm not just sitting there scrolling on my phone and then the kids wake up and I'm like, oh, I didn't get to do anything. So I am very particular about how much time I'm spending on social media. So I do have an entire lesson on social media detoxing inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit. So if you are ready to jump into action and be more patient, be more present, be more calm, then I want you to choose one thing to stop doing. And I think people get this productivity, like, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing something all the time. That is what we call busy. Busy is just doing things. You're going, going, going. And then at the end of the day, you're like, what did I get done? I did a lot of stuff, but I don't know what it was. That is being busy. Productivity is about doing less and doing it better. So creating these simple systems, creating simple routines so that you are able to do less and do a really good job at it. So you're cleaning less, but you're doing a really good job at keeping your home clean. You're not spending hours and hours cleaning, but your home is still clean. That is productivity. You don't have to keep adding more and more to your plate. You can do less and you can get really good at doing less. So if you haven't already, make sure you grab the Productive Moms Toolkit. It is going to help you create these simple systems and routines so that you can be more calm, more patient, more present with your family, and you can overall just be happier and be more in control of your time so that you don't feel like the clock is controlling you, but you feel like you are making intentional decisions about how you want to spend your time. You're making intentional decisions about how you want your day to flow. So if that sounds great, grab the Productive Moms Toolkit and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.